When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
All your life you'll dream of this lovely, lovely night.
Charlotte, huh? Play the pianoforte.
Oh, yes, Charlotte, please do it.
Okay, but it's not going to be good.
Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. Well, if you love the American theater and you love the American musical, what lovelier night could there be than the annual Tony Awards? And yes, of course, the 2013 Tony Awards are tonight, Sunday night at 8 o'clock on CBS, if you're inclined to watch it on television. And we're going to give you a preview today. We have songs from all the major scores and all the major featured and starring musical performers. So today, this afternoon on Broadway to Main Street, is kind of your Tony scorecard. So I know a lot of you will be watching it on television. Here's a song from one of the front runners this year, Matilda, a show that came over from England, from the RSC. And here's Mr. Wormwood, Matilda's slightly less sophisticated dad, singing about the television in a charming song by Tim Minchin called All I Learned From Watching Telly.
Somewhere on a show I heard that a picture tells 1,000 words. So telly, if you bother to take a look, is the equivalent of, like, lots of books! All I know I learned from telly, this big beautiful box of facts. If you know a thing already, baby, you can switch the channel over just like that. Endless joy and endless laughter, folks living happily ever after. All you need to make you wise is 23 minutes plus advertisements. Why would we waste no energy turning the pages 1, 2, 3 when we can sit comfortably on our lovely bumper list, watching people singing and talking and doing stuff? All I know I learned from telly, the bigger the telly, the smarter than man. You can tell from my big telly just what a clever fella I am.
Take it away, son. You can't learn that from a stupid book.
All I know, I learned from telly what to think and what to buy. I was pretty smart already,
but now I'm really, really smart, very, very smart.
Endless content, endless channels, endless chat on endless panels. All you need to fill your muffin without
having to really think or nothing.
Why would we waste no energy trying to work out allocees when we can see it happily on our lovely back release? Watching slightly famous people talk, not really famous people. All I know, I learned from telly. The bigger the telly, the smarter man. You can tell from my big telly just what a clever fella I am.
Who the Dickens is Charles Dickens?
Mary Shelley, Cossie, Sam Smelly, Harry Potter, what a rotter. Jane Austen,
in the composting.
James Joyce, doesn't sound nice. Ian McEwan, I feel like spewing. William Shakespeare,
William Shakespeare,
Moby Dick.
Easy, Grandma.
All together now. All I know, I learned from Shelley. The bigger the Shelley, the smarter the man.
You're more than welcome. A very rollicking number from Matilda the Musical, one of the nominees for tonight's Tony Awards for many, many categories. Well, as the song says, what good is sitting alone in your room watching the telly? You can come watch the Tony broadcast with a lot of like-minded people at the wonderful, charming, glittering Art Deco Suffolk Theatre tonight. Starting at 7 o'clock, they're going to open their doors. I think it's $25 in advance, $30 at the door, and they will stream the show live, plus a number of live performances before and during the broadcast, during commercials. And if it doesn't get better than that, it's being co-hosted by myself and the executive producer, Bob Spiato. So if you don't want to sit home and watch the Tonys on your telly, come to the Suffolk Theatre tonight and be sure you get there by 8 o'clock. Well, a show that had been waiting to be revived for a long, long time was the 1972 musical Pippin, which has a great opening number, and not only is that a big favorite in the revival category, the lead singer, the leading player, is sung by Patina Miller. So here is the opening number to the 2012 revival of Pippin.
Take by storm as we go along our way. bloody.
Join us,
sit where everybody can see.
We've got magic to do, just for you. We've got miracle plays to play. We've got hearts to perform, hearts to warm. Kings and kings to take by storm as we go along our way.
Show, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready to have a good time tonight?
From the revival of Pippin, yes, today is our Tony broadcast, so that is one of the big shows in contention tonight for the 2013 Tony Awards. We heard Patina Miller. Let's hear another nominee in the Best Actress in a Musical, Leading Role in a Musical category, Felicia LeKay, I hope I pronounced her name right, who is dazzling audiences as the one and only Diana Ross in Motown, the musical. And here she takes on one of Miss Ross's big hits, Where Did Our Love Go? You may think you've been listening to Ed German's Friday Night Soul, but you're not. I'm not nearly hip enough to be Ed. That was from Motown the Musical, which of course celebrates the great songs of the Motown catalog. Not nominated for Best Musical this year, although a huge, huge hit on the Rialto. Well, one of the leading candidates in the Best Musical category is a show called Kinky Boots, which is based on a British film, and it's about a factory that turns, a shoe factory that turns around its fortunes by making kinky stiletto heels for transvestites. Go figure, only in a musical. But it's got a really powerful, energetic score by Cyndi Lauper, making her Broadway debut. A lot of props to her for turning to the American stage to try her hand at composing, which she seems to have done very well. Anyway, here are Best Actor nominees Billy Porter and Stark Sands in Sex is in the Heel from Kinky Boots.
That can bear the weight of a full-grown man.
Not so fast. If we could mold the steel one piece from ball to heel, we'd underpin it and remake it so not even Don could break it.
Sorry?
I said we'd underpin it and remake it so not even Don could break it.
Yeah? You think...
We can do it!
We can do it!
We can do it!
Watch out, watch out, here we go.
That was From Kinky Boots, score by Cyndi Lauper, a leading candidate for tonight's 2013 Tony Awards in many, many, many categories. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. This is, of course, Broadway's big night. And if, as the song goes, what good is sitting alone in your room if you don't want to see it at home by yourself with your Gus the Theater Cat, you can come to Riverhead to the glorious, shining, sparkling Art Deco Suffolk Theater, where the show will be, the broadcast from CBS will be streamed live, and there'll be some live performances in between during the commercials, and even better, it's hosted by myself and Bob Spiotto, the executive producer of the Suffolk Theater. So why don't you come on down? It's $25 in advance, $30 at the door. You can eat, drink, be merry, and watch the Tonys. Well, it's interesting that the book To Kinky Boots is written by Harvey Fierstein, and Harvey had won the Tony many years ago, not that many, about 10 years ago, in Hairspray, where he played Edna Turnblad. So it was the first time a man won Best Actor in a Musical for playing a woman, but it wouldn't be the last, because in Matilda the Musical, we have an extraordinary performer coming over from England named Bertie Carvel, who plays this hated, despicable, fascist elementary school teacher named Miss Trunchbull. Quite a fearsome figure. I think even she would put Sweeney Todd in detention. But here she is, overlording it over her little maggots, as she calls her students, in a wonderful number, brilliantly done, in my opinion, by Bertie Carvel from Matilda, The Smell of Rebellion.
This school of late has started reeking. Quiet, maggots, when I'm speaking. Reeking with a most disturbing scent. Only the finest nostrils smell it, but I know it oh too well. It is the odor of rebellion. It's the bouquet of dissent. And you may bet your britches this headmistress finds this foul odoriferousness wholly olfactorily insulting. And so to stop the stench's spread, I find a session of fizz ed sorts the merely rank from the revolting. The smell of rebellion comes out in the sweat, and fizz ed will get you sweating. And it won't be long before I smell the pong of aiding and abetting. A bit of fizz ed will tell us who has a head full of rebellious thoughts. Hold, hold, just like a rotten egg floats to the top of a bucket of water. The smell of rebellion, the stench of revolt, the reek of insubordination, the whiff of resistance, the pong of dissent, the funk of mutiny in action. Before a weed becomes too big and greedy, you really need to nip it in the bud. Position two. Before the worm starts to turn, you must scrape off the dirt and rip it from the mud. The whiff of insurgents, the stench of intent, the reek of prepubescent protest, the funk of defiance, the odor of coup, the waft of anarchy in progress. Once we've exorcised these demons, they shall be too pooped for dreaming. Some double time discipline should stop the rot from setting in. All right, let's step it up. Double time. One, two, three, four. Discipline, discipline for children who aren't listening, for midgets who are fidgeting and whispering in history. They're chattering and chittering, they're nattering and twittering is tempered with a smattering of discipline. We must begin insisting on rigidity and discipline, persistently resisting this anarchistic mischieving. These minutes you are frittering on pandering and pitying, while little uns like this, they just want discipline. The simpering and whimpering, the dribbling and the spittling, the miss on the tissue, it's an issue we can fix. There is no mystery to mastering the art of classroom mistressing. It's discipline, discipline. The smell of rebellion, the stench of revolt, the reek of prepubescent plotting, the whiff of resistance, the pong of dissent, the funk of moral fibrosity. Imagine a world with no children. Close your eyes and just dream. Imagine, come on, try it, the peace and the quiet, a bubbling stream. Imagine a woods with a cottage, and inside that cottage we find a dwarf called Zeke, a carnival freak who can fold paper hats with his mind. And he says, don't let them steal your horses, no. Don't let them throw them away, no. If you find your way through, they'll be waiting for you, singing. Nay, nay.
She's mad.
Aha! And there, just like I said, the stinky maggot rears his head. Even the squittiest, pittiest mess can harbor seeds of stinkiness. Have you ever seen anything more repellent? Have you ever smelled anything worse than that smell of rebellion? The stench of revolt. The reek of insubordination. The whiff of resistance. The pong of dissent. And I will not stop till you are squashed. Till this rebellion is quashed. Till glorious, sweaty discipline has washed this sickening skin.
Ten, the tale of Miss Trunchbull. Ooh, stay away from her. She is a scary. She is. If she were a mother, she'd be an evil stepmother. But she isn't. But there is an evil stepmother this year on Broadway, and that, of course, is in the Rodgers plus Hammerstein musical Cinderella, which is making sort of its Broadway debut. It's written for television in 1957, and now has sort of come full flower in a fleshed out, exorbitant Broadway version. And Laura Osnes, who's been up for a Tony or two, she played Bonnie in Bonnie and Clyde last year. She's an upcoming Broadway darling. I think she's astonishingly charming. And here she is embodying Cinderella, nominated as Best Actress in a Musical. Laura Osnes singing In My Own Little Corner.
Hear a command, I obey. But I know of a spot in my house where no one can stand in my way. In my own little corner, in my own little chair, I can be whatever I want to be. Can fly anywhere, and the world will open its arms to me. I'm a young Norwegian princess or a milkmaid. I'm the greatest prima donna in Milan. I'm an heiress who has always had her silk made by her Japan. I'm a girl, men go mad for, love's a game I can play with a cool and confident kind of air. queen in Peru. I'm a mermaid dancing upon the sea. I'm a huntress on an African safari. It's a dangerous type of sport, and yet it's fun. In the night I sally forth to seek my quarry. Jungle all alone and unarmed when I meet a lioness in her lair. Then I'm glad to be back in my own little corner, all alone in my own little chair.
The charming Laura Osnes in Cinderella, one of tonight's big nominees for the Tony Awards tonight at 8 o'clock. One of my favorite performers is the spunky, amusing Andrea Martin. Maybe you'll remember her as Edith Prickly from SCTV. And she has blossomed to become quite the musical theater performer. She was great in Young Frankenstein as Frau Blücher. It's my best horse, Winnie. And she is stealing the show nightly in Pippin with one song called No Time at All. It won a Tony for its originator, Irene Ryan, who was the granny on the Beverly Hillbillies back in 1972. But here is Andrea Martin, a nominee for Best Featured in an Actress in a Musical, knocking 'em dead in Pippin with No Time at All.
When you are as old as I, my dear, and I hope that you never are, you will woefully wonder why, my dear, through your cataracts and catarrh, you could squander away or sequester a drop of a precious year. For when your best days are yester, the rest are twice as dear. What good is a field on a fine summer night if you sit all alone with the weeds? Or a succulent pear if with each juicy bite you spit out your teeth with the seeds? Before it's too late, stop trying to wait, for fortune and fate you're secure of. For there's one thing to be sure of, mate, there's nothing to be sure of. Oh, it's time to start living, time to take a little from this world we're given. Time to take time, 'cause spring will turn to fall in just no time at all. I've never wondered if I was afraid when there was a challenge to take. And I never thought about how much I weighed when there was still one piece of cake. Maybe it's meant the hours I've spent feeling broken and bent and unwell. But there's still no cure so heaven sent as the chance to raise some hell. Everybody, oh, it's time to start living. Time to take a little from the world we're given. Time to take time, for spring will turn to fall in just no time at all. Sages tweet that age is sweet. Good deeds and good work earn you laurels. But what could make you feel more obsolete than being noted for your morals? Give me a man who is handsome and strong, someone who's stalwart and steady. Give me a night that's romantic and long, then give me a month to get ready. Now
I could waylay some aging roué and persuade him to play in some cranny. But it's hard to believe I'm being led astray by a man who calls me granny. One, two, three, four. I never have told. Maybe you'll understand why. I believe if I refuse to grow old, I can stay young till I die. The fears of 66 years. I've had troubles and tears by the score. But the only thing I'd trade them for is 67 more. All right, one more time. And this time, let's hear it from everybody. One, two, three, four.
Oh, it's time to start living.
Time to take a little from the world we're given. Time to take time for spring winter to fall in just no time at all. Oh, it's time to keep living. Time to keep taking from the world you're given. You are my time, so I'll throw off my shawl. And watching your flings be flung all over makes me feel young all over.
In just no time at all.
Now, did you all sing along with Andrea Martin? I would. She could get me to do practically anything. What a great performer. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. And we are offering a very special show today, a preview of tonight's 2013 Tony Awards. I don't think you get that anywhere else. You might get it on a satellite show, but I don't think they are particularly, well, you would get a particular serious examination, get it? Of the Broadway scene, the way you get here. And if you want to come see the Tonys live or streamed live, you can come to the spankingly renovated Suffolk Theater in Riverhead beginning at 7 o'clock. And there'll be some live entertainment and some food and drink should you wish to purchase it. And the event will be co-hosted by myself and Bob Spiato. So come on down to Riverhead, Main Street. So take your Broadway to Main Street. Well, this year, one of the big commercial hits on Broadway didn't get a Best Tony Musical nomination, but it sure is packing them in with a talented cast. So you may think you're listening to Ed German's Friday Night Soul, but you're not. You're going to hear a cut from Motown the Musical, a wonderful rendition of Diana Ross's Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place
Ashford and Valerie Simpson wrote this beautiful song. I want everyone to sing it with me. The lyrics are, reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Now take the person's hand sitting next to you and hold it high in the air and sway back and forth. That's it.
That was the Tony-nominated Valicia Lakai from Motown, the musical. And this year's theatrical season reached out and touched a large number of audience members, not as many as the year before. There was a 6% downturn, probably a result of Hurricane Sandy in the fall. But luckily, as we get to the finish line of tonight's Tony Awards, 2013 Awards, we have some interesting and compelling and provocative candidates for many of the major awards. For me, the best song I heard in the Broadway in New York on the Broadway stage this year was from Matilda the Musical, with a wonderful score by a Scottish fellow named Tim Minchin, and this is the kids from Matilda, young 5, 6, 7, 8 year olds, all astonishingly performed, singing about what they want to be when they grow up, and it's a very clever lyric. So listen to it carefully. Here from the Tony nominee for Best Musical, Matilda, When I Grow Up.
When I grow up, I will be tall enough to reach the branches that I need to reach to climb the trees you get to climb when you're grown up. And when I grow up, I will be smart enough to answer all the questions that you need to know the answers to before you're grown up.
And when I grow up, I will eat sweets every day on the way to work, and I will go to bed late every night.
And I will wake up when the sun comes up, and I will watch cartoons until my eyes go square, and I won't care, 'cause I'll be all grown up when I grow up.
Oh,
that you have to fight beneath the bed each night to be a grown-up. When I grow up...
Just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it on the chin and wear it, nothing will change.
When I grow up...
Just because I find myself in this story, it doesn't mean that everything is written for me. If I think the ending is fixed already, I might as well be saying, I think that it's okay. And that's not right.
That's from Matilda the Musical, Little Matilda trying to find her own corner of the sky. And that's a good segue into one of our more favored revivals this year from Pippin. Here is Matthew James Thomas to sing the song that everybody sang when I was in 10th grade back in 1974. Okay, from Pippin.
Its season, everything has its time. Show me a reason and I'll soon show you a rhyme. Cats fit on the windowsill, children fit in the snow. So why do I feel I don't fit in anywhere I go? Rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly. To be where my spirit can run free. Gotta find my corner of the sky. Every man has his daydreams, every man has his goal. People like the way dreams have of sticking to the soul. Thunderclouds have their lightning, nightingales have their song. And don't you see, I want my life to be something more than long. Rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly. I've got to be where my spirit can run free. Gotta find my corner of the sky. Something small, but I won't rest until I know I'll have it all. So don't ask where I'm going, just listen when I'm gone. And far away you'll hear me singing softly to the dawn. Rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly.
Was the theme of my high school yearbook back in 1977, Matthew James Thomas. Well, tonight is the Tony Awards. You can see it on television, or even better, come to Riverhead to the Suffolk Theater. Doors open at 7 o'clock, and we're going to host a live streaming of this major event in the theater. So let us close out with a big favorite from the finale from Kinky Boots, the score by Sidney Lauper. Take it away, enjoy the Tonys, and thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Way you were there to see me through. Now let Lola lend some love and do the same thing.
for myself. Now I stand out from the crowd. Now I'm standing on high heels if Dad could see me now.
Feet of fire to take you higher. We'll light you up like a live wire. Celebrate you to elevate you. When you struggle to stand, we'll take a helping hand. If you hit the dust, let me raise you up. When you bubble bust, let me raise you up. If you glitter rust, let me raise you up. And
up. Wake up. Wake up.
I knew you had it in you. I knew what you could do.
You believed in me. Let me be right for you.
Your stumbling days are done. Now we're walking on air.
I was a loose shoe, but you need two to make a pair.
Wait. Hold it right there, Buster. Are you saying you'd like to take me out?
Yes.
Are you saying that you and Nicola are through?
Yes.
Are you saying that you are actually available?
Yes.
And you still like girls?
Yes.
Oh. Carry on!
Feed your fire to take you higher. We'll light you up like a live wire. Celebrate you to elevate you. When you struggle to stand, we'll take a helping hand.
Look out below.
To make up their minds, as people all over the world clamor for kinky boots. It's time for us to get back to work. But before we go, we would like to leave you with the Price and Simon secret to success.
All right, now we've all heard of the 12-step program, have we not? Yes, but what you can do in 12, I want you to know that we all can do in 6. Ow, and it goes like this.
The time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.